News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Just goes to show you the price of nothing and the value of nothing even more. Anyway, President Michael D. Higgins has issued a strongly worded statement calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. And Gerard Crockwell, independent senator, and Maura Abshed, professor of politics at the University of Limerick, join us on this now. Good morning to you both. Gerard, I'll come to you first. Has he overstepped the mark with this one?
Absolutely. Regrettably, President Higgins has constantly pushed out the scope of his office. He has delved into areas he shouldn't. Now, don't get me wrong, he has said things that I really like. For example, on Defence Forces pay, he came out on it. But the point is, the President's role is quite restrictive. He can accept the resignation of a Taoiseach and he can refer a bill to the Supreme Court. We have only one person in this country that's entitled to speak publicly on foreign affairs, and that is our Minister for Foreign Affairs. The President has no business whatsoever getting involved.
So for you, it's not a matter of what he has said, it's the fact that he said it at all.
That is it.
Okay. Maura, is Gerard right?
Well, he's definitely right that this President has pushed the envelope wherever he could. But I think in this instance, he's got off scot-free, because if you look at the Constitution, subject to the Defences Act of 1954, the Irish President actually is allowed, acting on the advice and authority of the government, to exercise limited functions in relation to international affairs. Now, I leave it to you to decide whether or not Michael Higgins went and asked the government for permission before he made his statement. But he's not, in fact, contradicting anything that the government has said. Micheál Martin's already made a statement in November 23 calling for a ceasefire. He restated again in February, just the 10th of February, that there should be a ceasefire. So in actual fact, okay, the President's completely in line with the government.
Gerard, Maura has a point that he's speaking, if he was contradicting government policy, that would I think most certainly be an issue. But he's not. Government policy is that they would like to see, as would many people in this country, a ceasefire in Gaza. In this instance, is that not reasonable? Because he is just reiterating government policy.
They say doctors differ and patients die. That we have one academic saying he's not outside the Constitution. If we go to her colleague in Cork, Sean O'Connell, I think it is, he says he has overstepped his mark with respect to the Constitution. Look, the bottom line on it is he says populist things that people like to hear. The point about it is his role is quite restrictive and he needs to stay within his role. I always knew when he got the second term, it was why I challenged him when the government said they were going to give him a second term without an election. I challenged that in order to force an election. Nobody should be given a position. And Michael D. Higgins has pushed constantly beyond his limit, congratulating Castro and various other dictators.
Maura, what about that he says populist things, although I don't know that congratulating Castro is a populist thing as such. But what about when he does go slightly off agenda in terms of government policy, like congratulating Castro or those types of issues? Is that a problem?
He didn't congratulate him. He sent condolences.
Sorry, I beg your pardon. You're right. No, but I beg your pardon.
And I think there's a difference between populism and being popular. And I think what you see, certainly with Michael D, is attempts to reflect popular opinion, not populist. And in relation to the role of the presidency, you can ask any bunch of academics you like. The role of our Irish presidency has definitely evolved since Mary Robinson and Mary McAleese.
Mary Robinson and Mary McAleese, I don't remember them ever making statements, on government policy or on foreign policy, on anything like that. They were much more circumspect in how they spoke in public.
You don't remember the handshake with Mary Robinson and Sinn Féin?
Well, I think that's slightly different. I think is not a pronouncement.
The point that I am making is that it's well regarded that since those presidents, that now we see far more soft power imbued in the presidency. We see the presidency as a role for the projection of Irish values and sentiment. It's certainly the case with the candidates.
Okay.
In the last presidential election and the one before, all of the presidential competitions was to enunciate their vision of Ireland.
Okay.
So that's how we see it. Put
that to you, Gerard, that there's a soft power, that they are talking about their vision for the country in some way, and that's okay.
No, I disagree totally. I mean, at the end of the day, his position is very clear. The position has always been clear. You're 100% correct with the two Mary presidents. They did nuance slight challenges, if you want, or direction in which they tried to bring us. But they did not at any stage make statements like Michael D. Higgins has made. He has overstepped the mark. He needs to be reined in, but our government don't seem strong enough or able enough. What he should have done, if he wanted to make a statement, is he should have called the Oireachtas together and come in there and make his statement there, which he is perfectly entitled to do.
Okay, let me put that to Maura. What about that his place for making a statement is in the House of the Oireachtas?
Yeah, and he's also used the Houses of the European Union. I mean, this is a president who isn't afraid to push his power and has done so several times before. Gerard is right.
And do we want that, Maura? I'm going to leave the last word with you. Do we want a president to push his power? I mean, we like this president, and as you say, he is popular. But what if we had a slightly less popular president pushing his power?
I imagine if we had a slightly less popular president, the government would feel more empowered to constrain them. And the fact that they don't feel empowered to constrain them is because he's so popular. He did get the most votes of any president. And they haven't reined him in before, so they are weak and they're unable to.
Well, independent Senator and Maura Abshed, Professor of Politics at the University of Limerick, thank you both very much for joining us.
Hello.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.